MRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. It's time for your call at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630. Hey, Lee.
Yes, sir.
Shh. Okay, he's gone. But he'll be back. Did you know that one of the precepts of quantum physics, as experimentation goes on and on, and it gets more and more bizarre, is that reality doesn't exist unless you observe it?
Really?
Which, when you think about it, is kind of like what we always say about if you don't measure your business, you can't manage it.
I guess if a tree falls over in the woods and nobody's there to see it, then it really didn't fall over.
It's not reality. Yeah. It has to be observed. And then the act of observing changes it.
Wow. Well, here's somebody who
I know that when I'm observed,
sitting, even as we speak,
what?
In a dentist chair having two root canals.
You're kidding.
No. Are you ready?
I'm so jealous.
Hey, here's what she asks.
Yeah.
Hey, when you're selling something on eBay and you choose the option auction, by the way, this is a brand new seller.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you're selling something on eBay and you choose option auction, do you have the option of declining it, or once you do the auction, does the auction go to the highest bidder? I've never used eBay before. I'm brand new.
It goes to the highest bidder. If you put something for auction and it sells to a bidder, then you're required to sell it. That's how an auction works. You don't, if you second guess it and you don't sell to the high bidder, you could suffer a few consequences.
What about a reserve?
You could put a reserve on your item. They're not very popular with buyers. The sell-through rate for items with reserves are very low. But yeah, if you have a positive sale, that means if it's an auction listing and there's no reserve or the reserve is met and you have a high bidder and they bid, they want it for a price, you are obliged to sell it to them.
So here she says, she's typing this when there's no drill in her mouth, but then there's going to be, I'm not kidding you. I'm reading all this. She's in a dental chair. She said, so if I had a starting price at $1,200, no one could bid below that, right?
That's correct.
That's correct.
Yeah, right.
If it's worth $1,800, I'll take $1,100. Should I start it at a lower price or see if I get any bites at $1,200?
No, you should start it at a lower price if you're willing to take that. You don't want to complicate it. You want to ask yourself some very hard questions, and then you want to answer them honestly. What's the minimum you'll take? The absolute minimum, and start it at that price.
Okay.
But even then, if your absolute minimum is pretty high, you may not get any bidders. You might be better off just listing it as a fixed price listing with that price. This is where research can be very helpful, because research can show you the sale prices of similar items recently on eBay and give you an idea of which format works best.
Exactly. So we're here to help newbies also.
We're here to help everyone, including ourselves.
Advanced newbies, you got it. We're here for you. By the way, on Tuesdays, we have what we call a secret word contest.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to find the secret word and to find the newsletter with the secret word in it. This is Griff's newsletter. Mm. Click the group chat link on the player you're listening to us on right now. They'll ask you to sign in through community, even if you're already signed into eBay. Then scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and the big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the second discussion post with the word newsletter in its title. There you'll find today's secret word. And you'll also find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe to it and receive it twice a week right in your inbox.
Yes.
So do join us for that. And the secret word contest is we play a certain sounder, and when you hear that sounder, the first person to call in with the correct answer wins the prize. And Griff, what is the prize today?
The prize is, are you ready? It's a big surprise.
I'm ready.
It's a black tote bag, like
the previous 9 months. I'm so shocked. How many of those darn things did you have? They're gorgeous, but how many did you have?
We only bought a box, but apparently, while it's in the closet, they're reproducing in there, so.
I guess.
Because we keep looking, and there's more all the time. We don't know when it will end. We can't seem to give away enough.
So Paul in St. Cloud, Florida, known as Big Hug on eBay. Hey, Paul, what's your question or comment today?
Hi, everybody. I've been using Turbolister for years, and I can't seem to get it to update. I even tried to download a new version and fails. I even went to CNET download and it failed. So I don't know, are they still supporting that?
Is there anything else
that you could recommend?
What version of Windows is that computer running?
7.
Oh, it's this recent, yeah. Why don't you email me? Because it should be updating. There sounds like there's a issue somewhere, and maybe we can figure it out together. So email me at griff@ebay.com. Yeah, because I still use it on my work computer in the garage, and it's updating all the time. So let's try to figure out why it's not updating for you.
Yeah, last time I set it to update, I did it at night. I came back the next morning, it still said it was updating, and it wasn't doing anything.
Curious. Okay, so send me an email at griff@ebay.com. I may have to respond and ask you a few questions, and then we'll try to work it out.
So how did you get the name Big Hug?
Oh, boy. doing eBay out of the house. My wife was doing daycare out of the house, and she happened to be watching Teletubbies with the kids. And I actually wanted the account to be hers. I was going to teach her how to use it.
Yeah.
And, of course, I just kept it.
And what do you sell, Paul?
Mostly collectibles.
Now, with a name like
Japanese toys and stuff.
Oh, I love Japanese toys. Now, you, with a name like Big Hug, I assume you've been around for a little bit, right? Because it might be hard to find that name today.
Yeah, I also started in the days before eBay at the Auction Watch also.
Oh, and yeah, it says here 98 or maybe even earlier. That's the olden days.
Wow.
The olden days.
So do you sell full time?
No. I'm actually, these days I did back then. And then, you know, you stop and you come back and you stop and you come back. But these days I'm actually a real estate broker.
Oh.
And I do it because it's fun.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I've been dealing in collectibles for 40 years. So
once you're in it, you're never out.
What kind of collectibles? Anything in particular?
Japanese toys, comics, comic related, sci-fi related, that type of stuff.
And that is fun. See, Griff, you know,
it is fun. I agree.
Some people are doing eBay just for fun.
Just for fun.
Are you making any money, Paul?
Yeah, not as much as I used to. And now it's, I know you've talked about it a little. I'm selling new stuff. Of course, I look at it as the profit, if any, goes towards me helping support my habit. So instead of buying one, now I'm buying six, and hopefully, you know, mine is paid for.
I hear that from a lot of collectors.
Yeah, but there's so many people out there selling the same thing. I think I'm going to start just going to more auctions and more estate sales and just getting into the older stuff.
Let us know how it goes for you, Paul.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thanks, Paul.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30.
That market has changed so much over the years, the collectibles market. And it changes, you know, all the time. So,
well, there's always new things to collect, too.
Always new things, exactly.
You know, so there you have it.
Oh, I just found something I want you to get me for my birthday. Oh, we've talked about this before.
What?
It's a Steinway signed by Billy Joel.
It's
not a Steinway. Ooh.
Keyword spamming.
It's a Yamaha.
Give me the item number, please.
Oh, I can't now.
Oh, you can't now.
No, because they're a violation. I shouldn't have even gone there.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You can't use the word Steinway to to sell a Yamaha. They're not the same company.
What are they saying, Steinway type?
Well, no, they're just saying Steinway because they figure, hey, that'll get more eyeballs. Big mistake. I don't ever report these things, but now that I've talked about it, somebody in the audience probably will.
But you know, some people don't know. Seriously.
Yeah.
You know, to say style or something like that, that's something we teach people.
Yeah, but you can't do that. You can't say, oh, it's a Yamaha style, a Steinway style. Can't say that. Can't do it.
Okay. Well, too bad, because I was going to buy it for you, but, you know, now I can't.
Now you can't. Yeah, you can't buy it for me.
So you're going to have to take what else
you'll
I bought.
Need that extra money for your back operation.
No kidding. God forbid.
Oh. Lee, you're so small. You don't weigh anything. How come you got a bad back?
I don't weigh anything.
I'm
chubby as hell.
You weigh as much as a bird.
Griff,
you don't weigh anything. You're like what? You're 110 pounds at the most. What?
I was 110 pounds in the second grade or something like that. Come on.
Really?
But you know what?
You were
my
a big
back,
girl back then.
My back has been bad most of my life, but this is something different. This isn't the bad down in the lower back problem. This is, you know, some sort of rib thing. It's probably the rib you guys gave me.
No, I think it's the... You got to change your bra size. That'll fix it. John, take her lingerie shopping, will you? Poor thing. You need a new over-the-shoulder boulder holder, baby.
Okay, I'm looking it up on eBay right now.
All right, this segment was brought to you, where you heard the duck, by Stamps.com. More for open phones, 888-723-4620.
June 16th through the 18th at Bally's Las Vegas. Let eBay and e-commerce gurus educate and inspire you. Tuesday is social selling day. You'll get cutting-edge info on marketing your business through Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. On Wednesday and Thursday, our featured speakers will address every aspect of your business on eBay. eBay customer support reps will be there to review accounts live during the event. Learn from experts on store and listing design, branding and marketing, product sourcing, SEO, photography, and seller time management. Get one-on-one advice from eBay education specialists and certified eBay store designers in Mentors Corner. Enjoy face time with suppliers of eBay tools and services. Plus, there'll be plenty of time for networking and assorted festivities. June 16th through the 18th at Bally's Las Vegas. Register now for the eBay Radio Party and Conference at ervegas.com. That's ervegas.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 323.
As an eBay seller, there'll come a time when you have to deal with a difficult buyer. Charlene Anderson is known on eBay as top-rated seller, purveyor, all things creative. What's her first tip?
The first thing is saying, I'm sorry. Don't make excuses. Don't justify what happened. Just say, I'm sorry. Whether it's your fault or not, bite the bullet and say, I'm sorry. And then figure out how you're going to resolve it. Because in the end, there has to be a resolution that works for both you and the buyer. I have found that if you deal with customers that are difficult and make them happy, they will be much more loyal in the end than the one that nothing went wrong on.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. We're awaiting your inbound message call at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll-free, and that number is 888-723-4630. And you remember from the first segment, we had our weekly visitor from the sky, and that still hasn't been addressed. So 888-723-4630.
You can quack us up by calling.
You know, I wonder
if... Betsy is back on the line.
Yeah.
With another announcement. You know, Griff,
what?
This is the last show before Vegas.
Oh, we're not doing a show on
Thursday?
We're
not doing a show on Thursday. Remember, we don't do a show on Thursday before.
Oh, but I like doing a show with
honey,
you, Lee.
Bunny,
oh,
I'm going
so
to
sad.
Be packing and getting ready and getting all the stuff ready. And
if I don't have my Lee fix on Thursday, I'm dead for the weekend.
I'll call you up and we'll talk.
Okay.
Griff is not a telephone talker, folks.
Have you figured that out?
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding? I figured it out the first month I knew you.
I don't know
you
why.
You do not call Griff up just to shoot the whatever.
I don't know
it
why
it doesn't
that
work.
Why most
men don't. Are not really telephone talkers. I find.
Is John, are you a telephone talker?
Absolutely not. Are you
See,
kidding?
John and I are men.
Yes.
We're real men.
You're real men. Exactly.
Right.
And a real woman is on the line with us. Betsy has another announcement.
Hi, real woman.
I do, and I have some breaking news. Which would you like first?
Let's have the breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news.
The breaking news is that Apple Watch, eBay has released its app for the Apple Watch as of this morning.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, good news.
So now you can bid right from your wrist. Which is pretty exciting. It's the first e-commerce tool on the or app on the Apple Watch.
And you can bid on it? You can use it to bid
yes,
or buy?
You can bid
yes,
on
you
your
can.
Wrist. Okay.
Yes. Oh,
wow.
Is that too much? So that's pretty cool.
Wearables.
And what's even more exciting is that we have another announcement about the eBay Radio Party and Conference. Yes,
Vegas,
yes,
baby,
Virginia,
Vegas!
There is a Mauricio.
What's that?
There is a Mauricio. Who wants to come to the event? I'm probably not pronouncing his name correctly.
Yeah.
Mauricio Monico and Deepak Pillai have both asked for invitations and would like to come to Vegas. So I sent them an invitation and an information packet and said, bring them on. Bring everyone on the team who'd like to come.
They're also on the seller team, right?
They are on the seller team, yes. So this is very exciting.
So, Griff, we have two more.
To engage with our sellers.
Two more eBay employees.
So is it
is very exciting?
Yes, it's. I know Mauricio Monaco. He's a great guy. So that's very exciting that these people
and
are
Deepak
coming.
And Deepak Pillai.
So Mauricio, at least I know he's in product. So this is going to be, and it's all about selling experience for him. So I love that he's going to be there. This will be so exciting for the sellers and for Mauricio. So this is fantastic news.
We love that he's going to be there too.
Oh my God! You know what? I feel something. Oh,
what are
my
you
heavens.
Feeling?
I'm feeling raised expectations. This is a new sensation for me. I'm not sure I
Uh-oh.
Like it. Normally,
it's
I've
always
been
bad to have raised expectations. Really,
oh, I know.
I used to teach
no
people to have high expectations. Now I teach young people to temper your expectations in life.
I think if I was to hold a course on on finding your inner bliss. The first thing I would do at the course was I would play Peggy Lee's Is That All There Is.
Oh, what a tune that is.
It's so up.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
So.
I love that. I'm sorry you even brought that up. I love that song.
Well, that song shaped my worldview when I was, 13 years old, and I heard it on the radio, and I thought, oh, my God, that's my Bible.
You know, another one I like sort of in that genre is How Long Has This Been Going On?
Oh, the
you know that one?
Yeah. Little wow, tell me now, how long has this been going on?
Yeah, oh, I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I used to sing that in cabaret.
I love anything with blue tonal note in it, I guess. Betsy, thank you. Now, Betsy, okay, so this is our last show before the event, but Griff, we're doing three shows during the event.
Yes, we are.
Three radio shows. So it'll make up for Thursday.
Oh, well, that,
see what
that,
I mean?
Okay, all right, you still. But, I mean, it's these long periods of time that we don't do a show.
I told you, I'll call you up and we'll just shoot the...
Shoot the breeze?
Yep.
All right, well, it's better than nothing.
We'll miss you, Griff. Well, we'll see you in Vegas.
We'll see me in Vegas.
And with his surprise presentation that he's not telling us about.
Yeah, because I haven't done it yet, so
that's what I figured.
I better get cracking.
E-Betsy.
Make sure it's not PowerPoint. I'm getting lots of requests to have presentations in Keynote. No, we have to have PowerPoint, please.
Must have PowerPoint.
No, so my presentation will have the minimal amount of projected slides because I hate PowerPoint when it's used to show text. When like huge blocks of text, you know what happens here. I think I've said this before. If I go to a meeting and they bring out a PowerPoint presentation and they start reading from the slides, I quietly get up and leave because I figure I'm 61. I know how to read. Send it to me
already.
Right.
Or else bring me milk and cookies in a cot and tell me a story so I can have a nap.
So, Betsy...
Well, our presenters won't be guilty of that.
No, these are going to be good presentations. I've seen Jeff's. It's pretty... Jeff's is really funny and has some interesting stuff in it. It's going to be good.
So, Betsy, you guys are ready to take my place at some of these things at the event because of my back, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. And we're going to have the top flipperettes carry you around on a sedan chair.
Okay.
Well, or you know that thing like Hannibal Lecter when they moved him in on a truck and we'll wrap you in a... Oh,
hello,
Senator,
Dolly.
By the way, love the dress.
Oh, Lord, Greg, that's bringing up a visual I didn't need.
It's Lee Lecter.
Meanwhile, it's easy to get to the eBay Radio chat board. Just
is
go
it?
To ebayradio.com, click Listen Live, then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio player. That will take you through community sign-in direct to the eBay Radio group page. Betsy, we love you.
There.
Talk to you later today,
Betsy. Bye, Betsy. The open phone segment was brought to you by replymanager.com. Coming up next, Fast Nickels versus Slow Dimes. This is eBay Radio.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Designing your listings and store isn't just about creating a nifty logo, an attractive template, or frame. It goes deeper to express your personality, confirm your professionalism, and establish your brand. Sally Milo of Milo Design is the go-to resource for eBay sellers like you who want to brand their businesses on eBay. She's a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself. Sally stays on top of changes in the eBay marketplace, including optimizing your store and listing design for mobile. She just gets it. Sally will work closely with you to customize your logo, store pages, listing templates, profile, and much more, all to help you create a memorable impression that will bring customers back again and again. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.